Have you ever tried a digital detox? Turned your phone off or limited your screen time? It's hard to completely switch off when we use our phones to connect with others and keep up to date with the news. So how can we take a break from our screens over the New Year break to rest, revive, recuperate from a year like no other? To get some advice, we are joined by Dr. Catherine Medecki, Senior Lecturer at the Menzies Health Institute Queensland at Griffith University. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, I wanted to start off by asking you, what are the mental health impacts of doing a digital detox?
Well, that's a bit of a complicated question. Now, rather than a detox, I like to suggest sort of a vacation because, as you said, we use our phones for all sorts of things, right? And so the idea that we would go cold turkey is probably not very likely for many of us. And there are actually a lot of good that comes from use of our phone. So we can connect, as you said, especially during these times. I think we're all coming to appreciate how much phones help us connect with loved ones, seek support, seek information. And it's just getting that balance right, isn't it? So on the negative side, yes, I mean, if you're mindlessly scrolling to the point beyond sort of short-term distraction and it's preventing us from actually sort of dealing with some of our goals or some of our problems, if it's getting to the point of comparison of our inner world with other people's outer world, I mean, those are the things we have to be aware of. So there's good and there are things that can be not so good. So really my advice is rather than sort of thinking detox, thinking about a bit of a vacation in the sense of, you know, being mindful of how we're using our phones, what we're looking for, whether we're looking for connection and the ways we can get connection, and things that maybe don't make us feel as good, you know, if we're not going to go cold turkey, just setting limits if you can, you know, setting a timer, being mindful of the things we're doing and how it's making us feel.
I like that. I like the term vacation. It sounds much nicer than a detox.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people will be spending their holiday break at home this year round, which makes it all the more tempting to reach for our phones. You mentioned there a timer. What are some small ways we can reduce our phone use over the holiday break?
Well, again, so I'll give you some tips, but I'll start by saying, if you think about screen time, which really, you know, with smartphones, we have screens there too. It's like a diet. So there's some things that are really good, right? You know, there's some things that give us are almost like fruits and vegetables. They help us connect. They make us feel good, tend to, at least at moderate levels of use. And there's some things that maybe are more junky that might, you know, be okay in the short term, but you don't want to do it all the time. So, you know, phone calls away with people that typically we find those make us feel connected. You can be on the phone and still watching your kids pretty easily because you've still got eye contact with your kids. So things like that, there's really no need to that we know of to sort of diminish. Whereas, as I said, sort of the mindless scrolling, that's where we would say, you know, thinking about what you're looking for. So in those cases, some people suggest using a timer on your phone. I sometimes suggest just using something outside of your phone. So an egg timer is something we use in our house so everyone knows when the time's up. You know, the biggest thing is getting the phones out of the bedroom because it's not about the phones, it's about the sleep. And we're all going to have better mental health outcomes if we can get sound sleep. So that's, you know, part the biggest piece right there. Now, of course, for a lot of people, you even see your social media time and your screen time, you know, on your iPhone, it will let you know. And so it's, again, it's just being mindful of how you're using it more than sort of an overall number. I mean, in research, we really aren't really talking about screen time so much anymore. We're really breaking it down into, you know, what we're doing and how it's making us feel.
Sleep is definitely a big one, but I do like that. Take the good and, you know, lessen the badder impacted ones. We're almost out of time, but I do want to ask about how different generations use their phones. So would a digital vacation look different for a child, adult, elderly person based on your research?
Yeah, so our team was part of Australia's biggest smartphone study in late 2017, and you can see the results on modernlifestudy.com. Some of the early results were still running through the data. But yeah, so older generations tend to use smartphones as more traditionally as a phone, right? So as for phone calls, basically, maybe some texting, whereas younger generations use it as a computer in their pocket. So they're using all the functions of the phones. So each generation is really using these devices quite differently. So where we might want to be mindful would be quite different. So anyone who's a parent would be aware of sort of the kids, the way the kids are using the phones. You know, they rarely will even answer a phone call. You know, they don't even understand why you'd be calling them, right? So yes, we're all, you know, as I said, you know, when we're talking about a diet, the younger generation's diet is very, very different than, you know, middle age and older individuals. So it would absolutely be different. And so for parents out there, it's again, you know, I know we're out of time, but, you know, for this is also kids' social connection. So thinking about ways that, you know, you can enhance the positive, not take it out altogether and limit the negative.
It's so, so interesting. Catherine, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're very welcome.